So I'm here in Park Éamon de Poer in Tallaght on a lovely Thursday evening because this weekend the Best of the Far West Hurling Tournament is taking place right here in Tallaght. And to tell us all about it, I'm joined by Tallaght chairman Terence McSweeney. Terence, can you tell us what's going to be happening here on Saturday evening?
Yeah, so we're starting the inaugural Best of the Far West Hurling Tournament sponsored by Metafresh Foods. So it's Lismore and Bailiff played the first round in the quarterfinals, the double up in league game. So this Saturday we have Bailiff are playing Tallaght at 7:15 and the opener is Capoquin versus Shamrocks at 5:15. So it's a tenner in, that includes your match programme, and we're hoping like to be a bit of entertainment during the gap between the two games. So we're hoping people come out and support us. So.
And where did this idea come from, Terence?
I suppose, like most ideas, you have your AGM, and we're looking at what we can do for the following year. And one of the main things we had was during COVID, our fundraising just kind of stopped. So we looked at what way we can do. We're looking at developing our field here. So we have kind of 5 or 6 stages we're looking to do. We're looking to build a stand on our bottom pitch. We're looking to put a perimeter around the field, the top one, and a community walkway as well. We're looking to build up our gym for the local area as well. And also that walkway then will be lit by solar lights as well. So we're hoping that'll be a real community thing. So we looked at how we could make fundraising, but also we didn't want to just go with our cap in hand saying, please give us money. We wanted to provide something that people get a bit of bang for their buck. So start of the year, we had a very successful quiz night. We called it Quiz on the Move. Last weekend in January, and we had 45 teams of 4 out in the 4 pubs in Tallaght moving around, which is a great success. So we're hoping we've built up a bit of, bonus in the bank. People are supporting us. So look, again, hoping this weekend weather will be good. Just come down and hopefully we'll see 2 good games.
And you must have been delighted with the response you got from the 5 clubs involved as well, Terence.
Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, I know Lismore aren't here for the weekend, but they were very accommodating. We tried to fix a date between themselves and Bailiff, and we just couldn't, so they played it as their league game over in Bailiff. And then here, it's bringing back a bit of the old Keelan Cup, is memories. I was brought up on stories of the Keelan Cup, and I suppose we can turn around and say that the Far West is falling behind, but we can stand around and give out about it, or we can try and do something about it. And like games with a bit of intensity and just bringing a bit of bite, local rivalry, you're not coming up to a league game just going, we fulfilled the fixture. We're looking at giving a bit of proper hurling that lads know that there's a bit of pride and stake, and like at the end of the night, if they can turn and go, listen, we're the best hurling team in the Far West. And hopefully this will be an ongoing thing. It's not just 1 year. We're hoping that next year it'll just get bigger and better. So we're starting this year. Hopefully everything will go. We have food at the same time. Michael Carney is bringing a food chipper at the night. So we will have all that. We'll have an MC. We're going to try and make it as, I suppose, I won't say a razzmatazz as possible, but just something different that there's people who can name out the teams. We'll announce the subs on and off. And our local, we have 2 fine pitches here. It'll be on our bottom pitch. We have the whole place staked out. So there is a lot of work going into it. And we're just hoping, like I said, the weather couldn't be any better. And if you looked, hopefully, a bit of bite between local teams, and a bit of, we'll say the way we approached it to the other teams was that it's championship-style challenge matches. That's what you're looking for.
And you have the final and then the following Saturday turns.
That's correct, yeah. So the June bank holiday, it's a big weekend in Tallaght. We have the Toastal Festival. Ray Houghton is in town for that day because our Brightview soccer team are reopening their pitch below. So Ray Houghton is here. There's a big buzz about the town for that day. So the soccer club are doing their bit up till 4 o'clock. They've got an over 35 soccer match, which unfortunately I've been roped into. But then we're looking at our final will be on around 5 o'clock. So give plenty of time for people to enjoy the day again. There's plenty of activity in Tallaght for that weekend. So we're hoping that people come along again and just support. Hopefully the 2 semi-finals will prove that there's a big buzz and that they'll see a final that people, the 2 teams in it, will want to win.
And I'm sure there'll be a trophy on offer as well for the winners, Terence, as well as the local bragging rights.
That's correct, yeah. We've had plenty of cups in the club over the years, but we went away and we chose a cup called the Dean Cup that was been presented to us by the Sheen family. So we've got that nicely cleaned up and the whole lot. So there is a cup there for it, but like we're hoping as much and all as a bit of silver is for today, bragging rights are the real thing you can use for the next, for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be hoping a Tallow player will be lifting it, Terence. And like, there was great relief last year when Tallow managed to retain their senior status against Dunhill in the relegation playoff. What sort of aims would you have for the senior team this year?
Yeah, well, every year you want to improve. Do you mean the management team are in, their local management team with a few people helping out? They are, couldn't fault them for dedication, the amount of effort and work they've put in. The one thing we'll say about here in Tallow is that we're never found wanting for application and effort. Just numbers, we're a small town, so hopefully this tournament again, it'll bring people on. So you always struggle that we give our team plenty of notice, lads are on that weekend. You always struggle with fellas working up the country. We are badly hit by that. We have a young panel, so we're hoping that these will bring, not only for everyone else, but bring us on as well. And we are hoping for a better year than we had last year. We feel that on any given day that we put ourselves properly out there, correct application and things go our way, that look, we're not a million miles away from getting out of the group, which is what's your first aim, and whatever happens with that, we'll take it from there then.
And who have you involved in the management team this year with Tallow?
Yeah, so we've two club stalwarts, James Beecher as manager and David O'Brien is selector. And we have Wayne Power from Baidoff is our hurling coach. And we have another guy from outside doing our physical training. So, look, we're confident. We could have went away like the normal and get people outside. But we decided we want to have people that have an affiliation with the club. It means something to them that if we're not going so well, it won't be okay. That's grand. It means the world to James and David that, like, they put their heart and soul into it. We know one thing will never be found. Whatever else, the two boys will give their absolute everything for the cause and for Tallow.
And Tommy Ryan really lit up Leicester's championship turns. Will we see him back in action again this year?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. Look, he had an absolutely fantastic year. But that year is in Tommy every year. Do you know what I mean? Just sometimes there's a supporting cast, like, and last year for one of your, he just lit the place up. Things fell from, he was just, it was great to watch him. Even though we were struggling, you could see him, like, you still have that feeling when you see Tommy running in with a ball on goal. 9 times out of 10 you know where he's going to put it. Do you know what I mean? But it's knowing where he's going to put it, no things to stop it. Do you know what I mean? So he's been more stellar forward for more years than I can't remember. And look, there's no sense of him slowing up, please God.
And just finally, Terence, I'm sure you'll be encouraging supporters from throughout Waterford and even from across the border in Cork to come to Tallow on Saturday evening for this Best of the Far West tournament.
Exactly, yeah. And look, one other thing we've done as well is the clubs. We've assigned the clubs refreshments after the match. So Capquinn and Shamrocks are going to Ted's after the match. So there'll be refreshments for any of the Capquinn and Shamrock supporters to go in there as well. Just food and refreshments. And the Tallow and Baidoff teams will be going into Lukey's after that. So we think we've more or less everything covered. As I said, we don't want it just to be about our little patch down here. We want to be seen as the community. So not only are we helping out the pubs, I know it's not all about pubs, but you're helping to see that if we're busy, the shops be passing, anyone coming out to the match on a sunny day, call in, get an ice cream, a drink, like there's McCarney, as I said, coming down here for food as well. We are trying to make Tallow a hub of the community again. That's why with our development, the walkway is vital for us to stand, that we are looking at people coming down to Park Eamon de Weir, that they're looked after, they have comfort, and they have a bit of the community.
Well, Tallow Chairman Terence McSweeney, thanks a million for your time this evening, and all the best with the Best of the Far West tournament here in Tallow on Saturday.
Thanks a million, Tomás. Thanks for coming down.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.